Welcome to everyone joining us here tonight on the Kings County Radio Club's Technical Question and Answer Net. My name is Roy. My call sign is AC2GS, and I will be your net control operator for this informal net. I will be your host, and Bob, KD2NVB, will be my co-host on this exploration into amateur radio technology. The purpose of this net is to provide a platform for discussion and to offer our answers, as well as promote a conversation among all participants of this net. The club maintains an archive of these technical nets on its web pages, and we also offer original articles as well as reviews on many of the topics that are generally covered during these technical nets. Also, we will be offering a streaming service for those who cannot receive our repeater signal. Just point your browser to stream.kc2rc.com. We also have an EchoLink node available for use. Just point your EchoLink application to the node kc2rc-r. This net is scheduled for the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month. All of this information can also be found on our club's website, www.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club. And as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. No question is too simple, no question is dumb. All wisdom begins with the asking of questions. If you have a question, it deserves to be answered. Our format tonight will be to ask for participants to check in only if they have questions or comments for the net. Please give us your first name, your call sign, whether you have a question or a comment. The net will then address each question in order. I will try to provide a cogent answer, and Bob, KD2NVB, will join in as well. If any other listener has any further facts or opinions, they will be free to break in with the word comment, and when recognized, offer their knowledge or experiences to us all. If anyone has any suggestions for future topics of interest, please let us know either here on the technical net, or you can email us at tech@kc2rc.com. And now I would like to introduce my co-host for this net, Bob, KD2NVB. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Roy. Good evening, everybody. Looking forward to a nice net tonight. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, we'll see what the future holds for us. Right now, my shack is unfortunately 89 degrees, so most likely if there's not much going on, we're going to have a short one tonight, but we'll see. It depends on the demand, as always. So we're open for business. If there's anyone out there who would like to start a topic of conversation, ask a question, make a comment, please hit that push to talk and ID yourself. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Another quiet beginning. For the sake of the imaginary audience, I'll tell you, Bob, about a recent problem and solution I had in the world of amateur radio. That should take up about 5 minutes, and we'll try one more time. Anyway, for the 10-meter net, I usually kind of use the same setup. I have a serial 5/8 wave vertical 10-meter antenna. I use my Flex 6700 because I really love to play with that toy, and I feed it into a SPE 1.3K linear amplifier. It's capable of boosting the signal to 1.3 kilowatts, but I usually set it for low, which is approximately 500-550 watts peak output. A little bit more than a month ago, I notice I'm talking on my on that setup, and all of a sudden I have a watt meter that shows me a digital display of the output curve, and all of a sudden it drops down. It goes from about 500 and change to about 10 watts. And I said, geez, what the heck's that? So I let go of the push to talk, and I push to talk again, and I get 500 watts. And after a minute or two of talking, it suddenly drops back down to 10 watts again. So I seem to have a problem. I switched over to barefoot, I think I put out about 60 or 70 peak watts. And over the week, I took a look at my contacts. I took a look at my connectors. I thought maybe there was an intermittent, there was a little oxidation or something. Unscrewed the connections, took a look at them. They looked fine, screwed them back. And I said maybe this would work. And the next Sunday, I turned everything back on and I tried it, and it did the same exact thing. It fell back to 10 watts. So I'm scratching my head, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on. Let me drop for a second. I don't want to time anything out. Okay, so I look it up, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on with this thing. I thought it was a intermittent failure of connecting, but that probably would produce an SWR alarm, because my linear amplifier is very sensitive. If you give it anything more than a 1.4 to 1 match, it'll squeal like a pig. And it wasn't making any noise. It was just folding it back to its driver power. So finally, I decided to try something a little different. One of the reasons why a linear amplifier might, as a safety feature, drop back down to the unamplified power is if it thought it was being overdriven. And for the last 8 years plus, I've been feeding it about 12 watts from my transceiver, and it's tolerated it wonderfully. It never caused any problem. But what if the components are getting a little older, and the device, the electronic components that are used to sense that it's being overdriven, have kind of slightly shifted out of alignment? So I changed the setting on my linear amplifier. It took me pressing one button twice. I changed the setting from 12 watts to 11 watts, and I tried it out over the week, and it seems to be fine. It's not doing that at all. So the big question is next Sunday for the next 10-meter net, we'll see if it works. It probably should. I tried it at low power. I tried it at medium power. I tried it at high power. I went on for 3, 4, 5 minutes, and I couldn't get it to fall back to the 10 watts. So keep that in mind. If you're ever in a similar situation, your linear might be too smart for you and think that you're overdriving it when the sensing components just kind of aged over the last 8 years. So that's my story. If anyone's still out there or was ever out there has any comments, feel free. If they don't have any comments, it's still open for questions and topics tonight.
Alpha Echo 2, Yankee Golf.
Hello, Sam. I hope you are well tonight. Do you have any questions tonight? The repeater cut you off there. So, you know, press the push to talk, give it a couple of seconds, and then answer.
I have a comment.
Okay, very good. Comment away.
This is the KCQRC repeater. Please use PL88.5.
Who do you think is going to be around for the 10-meter net on Sunday, when it's field day and everybody's will be out putting together their rigs for the occasion?
Well, number one, the 10-meter net is Sunday, not Saturday, so anyone working on doing anything would be disassembling it. It would be kind of premature. Usually what happens, Maxim knows that I'm doing this, so he turns on one of the radios on 10 meters and makes a contact with me during it. If you keep in mind, if you recall, a lot of the people that I talk to on the 10-meter net are not club members. They won't be at our field day. They might be at someone else's field day. But my guess is a lot of those guys don't really do field day either. So I'll be sort of surprised if there's a significant difference in the number of people. Last Sunday I ended up having a very nice chat with a gentleman that I've never talked to before, but he's well known locally, KC2GOW, among many other things. He runs a popular Staten Island repeater, and had a fun time, but I chat with him for about half of the 10-meter net, and he's not a club member, and I don't know what he's planning to do field day. So I don't really expect to have a dramatic difference in the population of check-ins this Sunday. We'll see. Could be wrong.
It really was just a comment, but I just want you also to know that I did get PayPal to work, and my friend is now a member of the club.
Yes, I noticed that, but I contacted Frank. He told me you had paid for two people. I don't know if it was that gentleman from a month ago he was alluding to, or whether you paid twice for the same gentleman, so I'm a little confused. My understanding is Frank emailed you and asked you who were the names attached to the two payments.
Well, Roy, I'm glad this is Alpha Echo 2, Yankee Golf, Sam. I'm glad you brought that to my attention. Obviously, I made three attempts to pay for one person. So obviously, two payments went through, and I'll take care of that with Frank a little bit later on. I was sponsoring one member tonight. And thanks for bringing that to my attention. And I always listen to your nets when I'm free. I enjoy
hearing you comment and talk about various issues in ham radio.
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. And I always enjoy talking to you.
I will stand by and listen some more. Thank you very much, Roy.
Okay. Well, once again, I'm AC2GS. My name is Roy, and this is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're here on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month, usually, starting at 9 o'clock, and we go for as long as people have questions or topics or something to converse about. We have been known on rare occasions to go as long as past 11 o'clock. At 11:30, I think the Echo Link, I programmed it to go into standby listen-only mode, so we've never gone past 11:30 for that simple reason. Anyway, we're open for business. The technical net, it can go on until 11 plus. It can go on until 2 minutes from now if all I hear are crickets. You know, it depends upon you guys out there and gals, I wish. If you have any questions, if you have any topics for discussion, I'm here to help you. This is a service, I think, for you, so please take advantage of it. So if there's anyone with any questions or topics of discussion, please hit that push to talk and ID yourself. Well, I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to tell who, because I don't know how many people are out there listening. I know Sam is, and as always, I appreciate it, but this is not a monologue. This is a dialogue or a network or all kinds of other things, but it's not a TV show. You can't treat me like Johnny Carson. Dick Nadel, K2RIW, who is net control operator for the Limark Technical Net for 38 years, was very, very pleased to tell people that he had been on the air for a longer period of time than Johnny Carson himself. He wasn't a broadcaster either, Dick. He's a brilliant engineer and a generous man with his knowledge, he didn't do any monologues, and I don't do any monologues either. I used to do a segment on the Limark Technical Net. We called it the Science Talk, which I kind of just fell into. Dick, the first day he had me on the Technical Net, he basically told everyone that he had to pick someone up from the airport. This was the only time he ever did this in all the years I listened to him, and he had to leave early, and if I didn't mind it, could I just randomly keep the Technical Net going? So I didn't quite know what subject to take. I didn't want to kind of do the TechNet, because that's what they did, the TechNet. I was supposed to just read email questions to him, and he would answer them. That was another person used to do that, and unfortunately became a silent key. But couldn't do that because it was my first time, and I had no mailbag questions, so I just kind of talked about science. And talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And the following day, Dick contacted me, and he said, I was listening to the net in my car while I was driving to the airport. That's nice. Do that again next week. So for the next couple of years until Dick passed away, I did the Science Talk, which I got little articles, or I did a summary of the entire Big Bang Theory, and I asked if anyone had questions afterwards. So it was a little bit of a broadcast, despite the FCC laws, and it was a little bit of a net. But then when I moved on to Technical Net, it's no longer just topic presentation and broadcasting. It's a true net where you have give and take and such. So I hope I've stalled enough of you guys, because like I said before, it's 89 degrees in my shack, and I really don't want to particularly sweat a lot for the sake of just hearing myself talk. So if there's anyone out there with any subjects, any questions, any comments, any topics for discussion, please feel free to hit that push to talk and ID yourselves.
Kilo 2, Hotel Oscar Yankee, checking in. I'm in the middle of dinner and wanted to check in real quick so I can't stay and talk for too much. Over.
Okay, I appreciate you coming by and saying hello. It's a real quiet TechNet tonight, so I can't guarantee that anyone else will come by with either a question or a topic or what have you. So this might be a relatively short net tonight.
Roger that. Roger that. I try to check in as much as possible, but around this time it's always dinner time for me, so. Yeah, I'm trying to check in, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I appreciate it. And, you know, people have lives. I understand that as well. Matter of fact, I set this up way back many, many years ago for Wednesdays because a friend of mine takes Wednesdays off. So he would have been more available on a Wednesday night than, say, on a on a Thursday night. Unfortunately, he had other things to do, so he almost never showed up on the technical net. But, you know, there's never a perfect time for anyone. You know, 9 o'clock is bad for some, 8 o'clock is bad for others, 7 o'clock is bad for others, so you can't get it right for everyone. But I appreciate it.
KC2RC.
Roy, why is it 89 degrees in your shack?
Well, among other things, there's a lot of electrical equipment in it, and I do not have an air conditioner in my shack.
Explains it.
Yeah, simple concept. Occasionally, what I tend to do is I have a big air conditioner on the other side of the house in the living room, and I run that high, and I have a number of fans that kind of relay the cold air. But you have to really turn it on a long time before I need it for this room. And I turned it on about 3-4 hours ago, and it really hasn't done much for it. It might have been 90 degrees if I didn't turn it on, but it's 89. So, you know, what can you do? It could be worse. I could have vacuum tube devices. These are all solid state devices. But even solid state generates a significant amount of thermal waste heat. Yeah. Well, it probably won't be a problem much longer. I got a general feeling that we're kind of looking very close towards the end of this particular episode. It's a shame. You know, like I said before, I think it's a worthwhile service to give to our local amateur radio operators. But nets in general, unfortunately, have been fading through time. A lot of the nets that I took for granted years ago have faded away. A lot of nets, unfortunately, have, you know, two guys who show up, which is unfortunately what we're becoming these days. But, you know, I remember there was a net on Limewalk, and this particular guy had very few people attending his net, and it seemed like he was kind of losing interest himself. He was canceling it a lot of times. He kind of made up topics that made no sense to me. It was an astronomy net, and one day he wanted to discuss his favorite science fiction movies from the 1960s, which didn't quite seem to have much to do with the topic. Once he did a presentation of The Big Bang Theory, he did it about a month or two after I did mine on the science talk for the technical net. So I listened to it out of curiosity, and I wrote a series of corrections, about 3 pages worth. And I don't know, I guess I got him at a bad time. His response was, okay, I quit. If you want this job, you can have it. And he just walked away from the net. So net, there are a lot more nets that disappear than are created. Limewalk had a scanner net that lasted about 4 or 5 months. At the end of that, he basically was reading his old magazines from the 1980s, which, again, I wasn't quite sure what that had to do with scanning. So I don't know if its topics have kind of dried up or interest has dried up, but there doesn't seem to be that many nets around, unfortunately, and it's a shame. But, you know, it depends upon people participating and actively doing stuff. If you don't, things just kind of fade away. Anyway, once again, I continue to be AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net, and we're looking for any kind of questions or topics or conversation. It doesn't have to be a question. It could just be a subject that someone's interested in bouncing around for the sake of refreshing their memory or what have you. So we continue to be open for business for the time being, but if we don't really get much action, we'll call it a night, and hopefully July will be better for us. We'll see. As I said, we're open for business. If there's anyone out there, please hit that push to talk.
KD2BEK.
Yes, what can I do for you today?
This is KD2BEK, copy.
I copy. This is AC2GS.
Kilo Delta 2, Victor Echo Kilo. This is David in Brooklyn. How do you copy my signal?
You got a bit of noise. I'd say something like 15% noise in the background, but you're intelligible.
Okay, I'm trying to set up this antenna. I'm glad I got through to this station. I always try this station. When is the net? Every Wednesday?
It's the second and fourth Wednesday every month.
Every fourth, fifth, or is it 9 o'clock net?
Yes, we start at 9 o'clock.
To copy. I used to be a member of this club not too long ago. I still got my card. I was looking at it today.
Oh, okay, that's very good. Yeah, there are a lot of ex-members out there, and, you know, sometimes they come back to us, sometimes not. No hard feelings.
Roger that. Yeah, I just haven't got around to coming back and joining the club.
Well, we'll hopefully still be here when you decide to join us again. We've been going strong for decades and decades.
Roger that. The name here is David.
Yes, David, I copy. My name's Roy.
Copy. Nice to meet you, Roy.
Good. Glad to hear it. It's a very weird setup on my end. I manage the Echo Link, so I have to figure a way of both being heard from people on the radio and people listening in on the Echo Link. So I send my signal in through my computer, and it sends it in both directions, down the Echo Link pipeline and also down my radio's local pipeline.
Okay, I copy you with a little noise also, but it's clear. Your voice is very clear. You still have the fusion net going on. I remember now that you mentioned that you guys had a fusion net going on.
Well, the fusion net still exists. It's no longer part of the Kings County Radio Club, though. Jay and Joe ran the fusion net, and they took it off to their own private use. So if you have any kind of a gateway, and you can look up the FusionNet you can Google it, and it has a website, and it has instructions to set gateways to access it. It doesn't have it has a Wires X room, so if you have some access to Wires X, you can go to the FusionNet Wires X room Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Otherwise, you need a gateway.
I was using my FT-70 handheld radio and a hotspot. Still the same connection, right? Copy that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're using a hotspot, then that gateway should still be active. So you should be able to jump back onto it.
Welcome to the KC2RC repeater system.
That's a copy. Thanks, Roy. Appreciate it. I hope to hear from you and be on the net. Next time you're on, the next Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday every month. Copy.
Roy, to Yankee Golf, could you quickly explain Echo Link?
Yeah, sure. Echo Link is a voice over internet protocol, like all the other ones on the internet, that take your audio stream, digitize it, and stream it with some packets that explains where it came from, where it's going to. So it's an internet protocol that plugs into either end of a local amateur radio operator, either his PC or his cell phone. I think there are Android applications, and there are Apple applications, there are Macintosh applications, and there are IBM PC, Windows type of applications. And it connects individual amateur radio operators that are licensed with other amateur radio operators and with repeaters all over the world. So in other words, you send in some proof of your licensing to the people at Echo Link, and they give you an approved password to log into the application. It then gives you a long list of links available, both personal links and repeater links. And you can find KC2RC-R as a repeater link. You can click on it, and that will provide a computer link to our repeater via my radio. Because sometimes people put these links up directly in the same building that has their repeater. But in our case, our repeater does not have internet access. So I use my internet access to provide a pipeline through my Yaesu radio to the repeater. Whoever that was, it was about 95% noise, unfortunately.
Thank you, Roy. I got it. Thank you for explaining echoing. Anyway, stay cool, and I'll catch you later on.
Okay, very good, Sam. That's a good suggestion. I will take advantage of it as soon as I can. Well, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I'll give you one more chance on this. I mean, we've stretched very little so far for 35 minutes. So there's only so much we can stretch. So once again, I'm AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're here on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 9 p.m., and we stay as long as we're needed. So if there's anyone out there who needs it and has a question or a comment or a topic for discussion, please hit that push-to-talk and ID yourself. Otherwise, we'll bid you all a fond adieu, and I'll kind of stroll back to my air-conditioned rooms. Okay, I tried. This net has been brought to you by the Kings County Radio Club. Our club is an ARRL-affiliated club based in Brooklyn, New York. We meet on the first Wednesday of each and every month. Our next meeting will be July 2nd, which will be a hybrid meeting, a virtual meeting using Zoom software. Club members will be emailed with the details of the meeting. Physical location for our in-person portion of the meeting is the Knights of Columbus at 1511 10th Avenue. Non-members wishing to join the general club meeting can email me, AC2GS, with some form of identification for the required link. Although our meetings informally begin after 7 p.m., our formal regular general meeting starts at 8 p.m. and continues until anywhere from 9 to 9:30, depending upon the number of points that need to be covered. We have a weekly two-meter club net on every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on this repeater. This technical net, as I've mentioned before, meets on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month at 9 p.m. We also sponsor a 10-meter net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on 28.380 megahertz upper sideband. Sometimes it's 28.381. We offer an audio stream of our KC2RC repeater on the internet, as well as our 10-meter net. Just type into your browser stream.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. If you would like to contact the host of this technical net, simply address your email to tech@kc2rc.com. We maintain an active website at www.kingscountyradioclub.com or www.kc2rc.com, which offers archives of this technical net, amateur radio news, original articles, and technical forums. Please visit our website and participate. Our website hosting services were generously donated by the local Brooklyn-based web hosting company, Three Aliens Web Hosting, who we would like to thank. As the great philosopher Jimi Hendrix once said, knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. So try to listen a bit more and talk a bit less. Time to call this a day and roll everything up, but we'll be back July 9th, and you're all welcome to join us. Thanks to all the people that participated tonight, especially my co-host, Bob, KD2NVB. Without you guys, I would truly be talking to myself. Everyone, have a great field day. Enjoy yourself. Don't get rained on too much. I'm a little concerned about the weather report. Remember to bring your mosquito spray, and stay safe, be well, and don't electrocute yourself, guys. This is Roy, AC2GS, and I will be going clear. Have a great week. Bye.
73, Roy. This is Bob, KD2NVB, going clear also. 73, everybody.
72, 2BEK.